Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Before I know, you hear this from me every day. I'm sorry. But look around. Look at what's going on. Look at this information that's flying all over the place. Right? 855, again, REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit the website. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Oh, that works. Okay. Anyway, there's so much going on. We're going to have a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a lot of fun on the show. We've got Brad Dacus joining us after the first break. And then Barack Lurie is going to join us in the second hour to discuss, well, how communism kills. Period. There's no way around it. I talked about it the other night with Karl Marx. Millions of people that have been killed under communism. Apparently it wasn't done right. We should have had hundreds of millions of people killed. No, seriously. His new book is Atheism Destroys, How Godlessness Destroys the Pillars of Civilization. And not just make us feel bad, he's going to tell us how to fight back. And that's what we need. We need more people working with us to tell us how to fight back. Because the Dems aren't going to give up until they sink this place. Really sink this place. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. California's at it again. I don't even know. I don't even know how we let them get away with this. How is it that human beings with a heart can let these people do this? Now, some are going to say, Joe, you're reading into the bill. The bill doesn't say that, but it does. Basically, you can kill your kid up to 7 days after it's born. That's not a lie. And I say that because when you read through the bill, the law, or what will soon be a law, the mother, if you can call her that, can't be charged for infanticide if she does something to bring on that child's death. Okay, for whatever reason. The California policymakers who make up the Future of Abortion Council, that they intend not only to codify the killing of unborn children through all 9 months of pregnancy, but also decriminalize killing newborns days or even weeks after birth. Now look at somebody say, "Oh, it doesn't say that in there." Read it, and read what it allows. They added new language to a bill called a bill that's currently called AB 2223. The proposed legislation would shield a mother from civil and criminal charges for any actions or omissions related to her pregnancy, including miscarriage, stillbirth. Look at unless the mom was an avid drug user, how could you possibly bring charges against her for a miscarriage or stillbirth? Really? No, seriously. And if they were either one of those things, maybe they need more help than they do jail time. Anyway, miscarriages, stillbirth, or abortion, or this is the one that has many different meanings to it, depending on where you look. Perinatal death. Now, all of them include the demise of a newborn at 7 days or more after birth. So if you had to go into court and you had to fight this, you could say, you know, you could talk about perinatal death and say, well, according to the law, this falls under the perinatal death provision. And you couldn't do anything about it. You couldn't do anything about it. The bill's from Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks. Additionally, protects anyone who aids or assists a pregnant person in exercising these rights. So they're thinking ahead, and they want to make sure that the doctor or nurse's aide or whatever, the physician's assistant, can't get in trouble for doing this, for helping to assist in ending the life of a newborn baby. All right? It also allows the woman, you can't make this stuff up. It also allows the woman to sue any police department or legal authority which arrests or charges her for hurting or killing her child under the provisions of the bill. Now, for years, pro-life advocates have argued that there is no moral difference between ending a child's life days before birth or days after. No. Anyway. Breathe, Joe. Everybody breathe along with me. California's pro-abortion legislators now seemingly agree. A political culture that justifies killing millions of children in the womb is now declaring open season on unwanted newborns. Now, you can oppose this bill, but remember who runs this place. Governor Newsom formed the Future of Abortion Council last year in an effort to turn California into a sanctuary state for the procedure for abortions. Come on down. We got them here. We're doing an Earl Scheib commercial, right? That's right. Abortions on demand all the time, anytime. $99.95. Just come on down. Seriously. This is where it's getting to. They're treating abortion like it's nothing more than having a tooth pulled. It's ridiculous. And it's wrong. So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Brad Dacus joins us. Maybe you can help me on this one. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Let me see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you fix things, right? I mean, a lot of you just want to go like me. You want to be like a bull in a china shop. But how you fix things is you get involved, you get engaged, you get informed, get your facts straight, and then go hit them. Then go for it. I don't mean physically hit them. Come on, get off. You know, stop it. But seriously. And the way you get informed is you don't listen to people like me. You listen to people that I bring on the show that actually have a clue. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. We kind of go through some of the hot issues in the legal world today and some of the things that he's fighting with his wonderful organization, Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.com, PJI.com, and all right.
Or .org.
I'm sorry, .org. PKI.org. Scrub the com. You got to tell people what PJI is, what they do, and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet. Thanks once again for letting me on the program. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're coast to coast. We have offices all across the United States. We do our work all without charge. And what we do is we defend religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life for everyone throughout America. We do it all once again without charge because of the many who, moms and dads out there, choose to support our work and make it all possible.
Well, you said the sanctity of human life. It's coming up here in California. They're starting to follow in the footsteps of New York. And basically, there's a new AB 222. Listen to me. 222-2223. God bless. I'm going back to the TV show. Remember 222? Anyway, AB 2223. The Future of Abortion Council has brought this thing forward. And there's a word in here, you probably have already studied this, called perinatal death. And so I looked it up in a few places, and it kind of has the same meaning, but there's a little variation to it. But basically, what it boils all down to is the demise of a newborn at 7 days or more after birth. Okay? So that means the death, for those of you who are a little slow on the uptake, that means the death of a newborn, 7 days or more. But the bill from Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks also protects anyone who aids or assists a pregnant person, God forbid we say woman, pregnant person in exercising these rights, and it allows a woman to sue any police department or legal authority for which arrests or charges her for hurting or killing her child under the provision of the bill. So you can leave that baby, for all intents and purposes, because you're having a little mental issue maybe, on the couch to die from starvation. And there's nothing they can do to you, right?
That's exactly right. It's so cold. It's so sick. Many people thought, we can't get any worse than allowing for abortions, especially up to right before the baby's going to be born. But it takes it even farther. Because now we're talking about babies born, actually born, and then the mother deciding, maybe it's possibly the encouragement of the doctors, and who knows, deciding, you know what, I'm just going to let this baby die and just, kill the baby. And this is it's very demented, it's very sick, but here's the sad truth. It's not something from a science fiction book. It's not something that some op-ed professor from some quacky university wrote. No, this is legislation that right now is pending before the state legislature of the most populated state in the country, California, and that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute have already gone on record and filed a legal opinion opposition letter on the matter, and we're hopeful that it will have an influence. Just like a similar one, we were successful in getting taken off the table. Hopefully, we'll get this one taken off the table as well. And if not, you can be assured that we will be in court fighting this.
Yeah, this is just to be, it's kind of like, when does a child have rights? We were fighting for children to have rights in the womb. Now we're actually fighting for children to have rights shortly after exiting the womb. This is nuts.
Yeah, what's interesting?
It doesn't get any darker than this, does it?
Oh no, it's extremely dark. And the irony is that whenever the lawmakers go against the laws of nature and nature's God, you have confusion. And so here you have, like for example, at conception, the conceived child at conception, the moment of conception, is entitled to full inheritance rights, along with their other born siblings. Full inheritance rights. So if the father dies and he leaves half the estate immediately to his children, he may not even know that there's a child conceived. That conceived child will have full 100% property rights from the estate. And yet, that child, if they're born, if this passes, would not have the right to live and can be just forced to die and crying and screaming the whole time. It just shows you how twisted our society is when it violates the laws of nature and nature's God. And the other side can't, it's not logical, it's not reasonable, because once again, they go against the basic laws of nature and nature's God.
You know, just while you were talking, I decided to look something up, and not that I didn't think what you were saying was important, but you hit on something I wanted to look up. But there are 2 million, almost 2 million couples in America looking to adopt children. We abort a little over 1 million a year. All right? 1 million of those children, at least, if nothing else, 1 million of those children can go to loving homes. And somehow we've made this taboo to put your child up for adoption. You're better off killing it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
They've done a real word head game, head word game with us, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's gruesome. It's ghastly. You know, those are the terms that we used in our legal opinion, you know, opposition letter.
Maybe we should go after the education people and force that the abortion procedure be shown in biology class. I mean, they show everything else in there, right? I mean, we can see all kinds of things. And maybe we should start showing this stuff or forcing this stuff in these biology classes, science classes, because they say it's nothing but a blob of cells. Well, actually, they've gotten away from that, haven't they, Brad? They even openly admit it's a baby, it's a human being, it's a child, and they just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't care. They say that there is no sanctity of human life unless they're able to vote.
Yeah.
You know, it's very sad, but we're fighting at a Pacific Justice Institute.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go, a lot to talk about. We got a lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
You're back. That was in your house. Now listen up. Hot weather's coming, okay? If you're one of those guys that has a hot head like me, brain's always working, generating heat all night long. You want to go ahead and head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And, you know, Mike Lindell's been great to guys like me. He's been great to the conservative movement and has spent all kinds of money on trying to bring things forward to let people know what's going on. And, you know, and I love it. I don't want to go through it right now, but there are states now that are seeing the fraud, admitting to the irregularities, and are going to be looking into it. Now, they wouldn't look into it if there was, like, nothing there to see now, would they? I mean, it's not really that simple. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Get yourself a pillow and a pillowcase. Check out the other items there. I mean, we have the sheets and the blankets. No, we have the sheets, we have the pillows, we have the pillowcases, we have the towels. And I have the slippers, and I love them. So head over there. Use promo code Joe, and you'll save yourself a buku buck a month, buku bucks, really, seriously. You're going to have 50% off at least by using the promo code Joe. And so what? Help the guy out. I get a few bucks. He keeps people working, and God is good. Let me bring on Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. We get some great information on what's happening in the legal world, or in the illegal world, if we're talking about the other side. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, yeah. I'm excited. You see, there's some hope to push back on that AB 2223 here in California. Also, I want to touch on this Florida. You know what they have pegged as the you can't say gay bill or whatever they're calling it. It's being challenged now. There's actually lawsuits being filed against it as a free speech issue. And I'm wondering where you think that'll go under the current administration. And what do you think will happen with that?
Yeah, I think it's a joke. And the reason, because this is an issue. First off, the courts have held that school districts are to be given great discretion, and the State Department of Education, great discretion in deciding what is or is not appropriate in terms of curriculum. Courts are very hesitant to rule on that. And this is a curriculum issue, where the law just simply says, hey, it's called the Parents' Rights and Education Act. It says, in a nutshell, look, you're not to talk about sexuality and gender identity issues with children K through third grade, just through third grade. And if it turns out there's a Biden, judge that's, an ideologue and for some strange reason, rules in favor of those challenging it, It's going to be reversed on appeal to the circuit court, if not the circuit, the Supreme Court. There's no way the majority on the Supreme Court would say, no, teachers have the right to push whatever, you know, outrageous age inappropriate material they want because they have a First Amendment right to victimize and traumatize and do whatever they want to little children in their classroom based on what they say verbally or, you know. No, the Supreme Court would not uphold that, and that's basically what the other side is trying to say, is that teachers basically have a carte blanche, total, absolute, unqualified right to basically say whatever they want, no matter what the effect on these precious little children. Shame on them, and hats off to Governor DeSantis for standing up for parental rights and the children of Florida.
I got back and forth with somebody today over that, and they felt that it was a political move by him to appease the right wing, and I said, "Well, I think you got a problem because the majority of Florida Democrats approve of this bill."
Right, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a very large group of, you know, Black Americans approve of this bill out of Florida. I mean, I can go down the whole list to show this got very good support up and down the state, actually all the way through the country. When it comes to this kind of thing. And I think it's because of what's happened over the last few years. I truly believe, without being negative, that the teachers union, the teachers, not all teachers are bad. I don't have to keep saying that, but apparently I do. Not all teachers are bad, but I think the teachers union shot themselves in the foot big time with some of the things that they put parents through in the last couple of years. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The teachers unions have become the unequivocal bullseye of the enemy bullseye for those who believe in parental rights and respecting what's right for children and what parents believe in. The teachers union is an enemy. Frankly, if I was a parent and had a child in a public school, which I wouldn't, but if I did, I'd want to find out and ask. Excuse me, teacher, you know, this is the teacher, is it going to be the teacher of my child next year? Okay, is that teacher a member of the teacher's union? Oh, she is? Okay, then, yeah, I don't want her teaching my child. Do you have any teacher at all who's not a member of the teacher's union in this grade level? Okay, really? Okay, then I'm going to pull my child. Because that tells me something about what they believe in, and what they believe in is dangerous, absolutely dangerous to children, whether it's sexuality, the woke, CRT, you name it. That's what the teachers union stands for, and if a teacher is willing to financially support that from their paycheck every month, that is very telling about the character or lack thereof of public school teachers who fall into line like that.
You know, it's funny you should say that. My first couple of years on the school board, there was a book brought forward. I can't remember the name of the book, but it had a descriptive rape scene in it. And I was talking against it, and I was, you know, all that, and I wasn't even talking about it because I don't want to be a book burner, right? So I'm not,
right.
I'm saying what we need to do is you need to send a slip home to the parents, tell them where in the book that takes place, and ask them if they're okay with it. That simple. Just send the slip home. And
right.
Got a lot of pushback from the teachers. And one teacher, young teacher, got up and said, "You don't seem to trust us." And it's not a matter of trust or not trust you. You have a different mindset than I do. I have that child for the rest of their life, and any damage that's done in the public sector, in the public world, or out there, I have to deal with. You only have to deal with them for 1 year. And she looked at me dumbfounded, like I hit her with a baseball bat. And it's kind of like they really believe themselves to be the catch-all, be-all, end-all of education for children, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and we're not talking about reading, writing, arithmetic.
No.
We're talking about very controversial social, moral issues, lifestyle issues. And, you know, the sad thing is it's becoming more and more evident that the public schools, government schools, with the endorsement of the teachers' unions, are actually, you know, pushing things on the children. So if a child says in seventh grade, or sixth grade, you know, I feel like I may be a different gender. I don't think, say it's a girl saying, I feel like I may be a boy. I feel like I'm a boy. They'll affirm that and say, oh, well, that's great. Well, you know, you tell you what, you come here to school, and I'll get some boys' clothes, and you can change into those before school starts, and then you can change out of them. You go home, and I'll call you a boy's name, and we won't let your parents know about it. You know, that's the position of the Democrats. That's the
yep.
position of the teachers' union. And that should have every parent in America outraged and going to the polls and voting the bums out on behalf of protecting our children from this kind of grotesque victimization, which will have serious long-term ramifications.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. No question about it. It's kind of like, you know, again, the truth of the matter is reading, writing, arithmetic. I'm with you. All right? I'm not so sure about history anymore either. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that's what they should be teaching our kids. That's what they should be hanging on and harping on. I don't know if you saw this. It'll do your heart a little bit good here. But the Wall Street Journal recently had a poll and of registered voters. They found that about 48% would favor a law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks. I want you to think about that. That's a big number compared to where it's been over the last few years.
Right.
And the only ones that the only caveat was that if the mom was in peril of dying, then they would be okay with it. But
right.
You know, few Democrats, only I think 25% of Democrats were in favor of blocking it. 75% of Republicans were in favor. So, you know, you look at this and you say, when people are given the option and given the real information, this is the wrong article, but one of the polls I read said that when they asked the people to question the way it's been put out, you know, out there in the world about, you know, moms need disability and a woman needs a right. But when they laid out the reality, all of a sudden that poll changed.
Right, especially when it's more specific.
Yep.
Then the more pro-life it becomes. The more detailed, the more specific, the clearer it is, the more pro-life it becomes. And the blurrier it is, the easier it is for them to get the numbers that they want, the left. But and I think this is, you know, with the national poll, if we look at it from a state-by-state basis, which is what's going to happen when, I believe, Roe v. Wade is going to be effectively overturned in June. Once again, I'm optimistic, but if it does, then state-by-state, we're going to see, there's states, you know, like Texas and others, that are the majority of which are in favor of not just 15 weeks, they're in favor of 6 weeks,
yeah.
You know, when a heartbeat begins.
Yep.
And that's very, very compelling.
Yep. All right. Well, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, you hear me say this all the time. Be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem because you're spewing things that do nothing but get us in trouble. No trouble. All right? I'm going to have more and more people on, by the way, from Patriot Academy that are doing these biblical citizenship classes and the constitutional life classes, so you know where they're going on. You know what's happening. And we're going to start talking a little bit more about some of the things that, you know, as I've been giving the classes, and I'll ask people, you know, what did you know this? Did you know that? What did you learn in the class that you didn't know before? That kind of stuff. I got to tell you, people are sucking this stuff up because you in school, most of us in school, went through the Constitution, went through history at a million miles an hour. We really didn't understand what these guys fought for, what they did, what they were up against. And these classes are teaching that. So when people today say, it's hopeless, there's no way, we can't win. First of all, to my Christian friends, and your God must be dead, because we've seen God do bigger things than this, right, with the Jews and the whole nine yards. And number two, I want you to think about what our founding fathers were up against. When you look at what they were up against, and they knew what they had to do to win this war. I mean, can you imagine these guys sitting around a room talking about making this place a country? And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, the British, you know how many warships they got? I mean, can you imagine that conversation? So what makes us think we can't win? Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on with me. We get real good. That, you know, that information, I told you, make sure you have real information. We get real information from Brad. So, Brad, again, tell people what you do, man, before we get rolling, so they can help.
Oh, you bet. We're attorneys all across America. We have offices all across America, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're sort of unique, as you know, Joe, in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. No, we work hard to really make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, that everyone gets assistance, and we're very diligent to do that. And that's why we have more offices stretched all across America, more than any other organization, and taking on a broader sense, more cases than any other organization of our kind.
You know, a lot of you will ask me, you know, what are we doing? Who do we have to help us? How do we do? These are the people to support. Places like PJI, the places that if you don't know where to put your money and, you know, you're getting hit with all kinds of requests to donate. I mean, a lot of these guys that are running for Congress and what have you, I'm not so sure I trust them. Not with what's going on today. I've seen some of these people not fight. Even though they said they were going to fight for you, not fight for you. And somebody will, you know, it's really funny because Brad, some of those moms that have been coming forward, some of the ones that are making some noise, are coming forward asking to meet with the trustees, you know, for the different schools. And they're saying to them, I want you to say this out loud. If you truly believe that our kids shouldn't be masked or vaxxed and you're willing to fight for us, I want you to say it from the dais and I want you to say it out loud. So they know what they want. And you better be real about it or else you're not going to make it in a second. They would rather have, as some of them have said, I'd rather have a Dem up there that I know is going to take me to the cleaners than somebody who says they're not and takes me to the cleaners anyway. And I agree with
that. Exactly. And, of course, you know, how many school board members, you know, bowed the knee to the teachers' union's demands to basically make public school teachers one of the last people to go to work, you know, at the expense of children and their education. It's tragic, and it was just a classic sign that the teachers' union, they don't care about children. They care about giving themselves more days off and more making things more comfortable and easier and more money and more money and more money. You know, and what their agenda is just totally opposite of what parents stand for, which is academic accountability, safe schools, parents' rights respected, curriculum that is reflective of the convictions, the values of the community, and prioritizing, you know, academics over indoctrination. So I think we're going to see a lot of parents in this next election, you know, running for school boards and getting elected and ousting those who are the puppets of the teachers' union.
Well, you know, again, we need to be pushing back. We need to be holding their feet to the fire. And I want to make a comment that not all teachers are far left-leaning teachers. The problem, though, is that
right. The
conservative teachers, the Christian teachers, the right-leaning teachers have not come forward because the left is so loud. And they'll say to me, I just want to teach. I don't want to get involved in all that stuff. And I look at them and go, you are. You, every time the union takes money out of your paycheck, you're involved in all that stuff. Every time the teachers or somebody tells you have to teach kids this, you know, the sexual content, you're in the system. When do you take a stand against that? When are you going to stop allowing that to happen to you? That's kind of where my head's at, you know? So,
yeah.
All right. Judge Jackson. There you go. I just saw that shiver go down your spine. So, Judge Jackson, we know she's going to get confirmed. You've got three Democrat senators with an R in front of their name that are going to vote for her. But Dick Durbin went through this tirade where he chastised the senators, the Republican senators, for the way they treated her. And I was thinking, he must have Alzheimer's. He's got to. He doesn't remember what they did to Kavanaugh. I mean, the garbage that they threw at him, the false accusations they made on him, and about ruined his family. And you know what? If you look at them, didn't bother them at all.
Right. And I will say, you know, he does remember. The insult is on the American people. He's betting that the American people don't remember, and that they're ignorant or they're naive or they're just not aware of the, you know, what happened with Kavanaugh, and so that he can make these statements and try to, you know, make a Judge Jackson seem like a victim of these mean Republicans, when in reality what she went through in terms of questions, et cetera, was light. It was very easy. Nothing attacking her personally in her personal life and personal decisions that she's made in her life. Those were never brought up. Instead, it was just very light, and it was, you know, dealing with, you know, some of the things like how she voted. Very factual, how she decided on a number of cases, pro-criminal cases, ruling in favor of criminals, getting light, super light sentences, you know, very, very leftist criminal empowerment kind of a judge. That was fair game. That's what her record showed. But she didn't go through anything as grueling and insulting and demeaning and unethical as Kavanaugh went through, or Justice Thomas for that matter. Now, the Democrats have a real track record of doing whatever they can, you know, violating whatever rules of ethics to try to, you know, to prevail. And it's really disheartening when people realize, you know, just how uncivilized and disrespectful they are to the process we have in America.
Well, what about Justice Barrett? I mean, they ran her through the ringer. And,
right.
And again, I love this. When you think about it, they claim to be for successful women, but they weren't for her. They claim to be for, you know, for the black community, but they weren't for Clarence Thomas. As a matter of fact, the guy who's president today couldn't stand him for one reason, because of his color. He was a smart black man. Couldn't handle it. It's just amazing.
Right.
So,
Amy Coney Barrett went through, you know, she had a terrible, you know, situation she went through, and she, you know, she held her own. She kept her demeanor very, very well in view of what she went through.
But Brad, like she said, she says, "I've got seven kids. It takes a lot to distract me. It takes a lot to unhinge me." And she's right.
Yeah.
I had four kids. You learn how not to easily be swayed or knocked off guard, you know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So,
right.
But Jackson, I think, will be approved. You know, Mitt Romney will, you know, Murkowski of Alaska, you know, she'll be approving it. And then, of course, the senator from Maine, I think, you know, she'll be approving it as well. And then you know, those are all three, you know, not, you know, Republican in terms of any kind of conviction. You know, they're politicians, and I think they're looking more for their own personal political interests. And
you're trying hard to ruin my dinner, aren't you? I mean, you're really working hard at this.
Yeah.
So, we only got about a minute and a half left. The White House is pushing to change Title IX to include transgenders. And what I think is really funny was Title IX came in to protect women, because men were different, and the fields and the sports and everything were geared towards men.
Right.
I mean, is this something that can be fought at the Supreme Court level? Not that it'll win, but.
Well, yes. First off, the change he's making effectively truncates all Title IX in terms of providing women an equal opportunity, a fair shot at female sports athletics. It completely truncates it by allowing biological men to come in and get the scholarship, win first prize, and, you know, go to the Olympics, et cetera. So he's against Title IX if he defines that. He's against equal opportunity for females. And I will tell you right now that if the Supreme Court will rule that it's unconstitutional. This needs to be something done by Congress, not by the President of the United States.
I'm good with that. Congress should start doing their job and be held to the fire for that. PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute, Brad. God bless for the work you do. People, get over there and help them out. You complain a lot. This is one way to fix it. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.